Re-creation, Bible thought. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. The Old Testament book of Judges shows behavior on the part of the Israelites that is as despicable and corrupt as any we might find in a modern soap opera. Another point of commonality between them and now is that, recognizing this human corruption, many seek a political solution. A king or a law, it's hoped, will fix everything. The trouble is, political fixes don't help. They may even worsen the situation. It certainly worked this way with Abimelech. Politically shrewd, he did nothing to ennoble himself and his people. He arrived at no noble end. Once a producer of horror films was asked what was the scariest book he ever read. "The Bible," he replied, and laughed. I didn't. God's Word is spirit and life to me. What could life be without the Word of grace by which I am born anew? Thus I recognize just how serious it is that I behave in a way befitting God's grace. After all, why is he gracious to me except to change me in a way that laws and kings can never do? His grace takes me out of corruption and recreates me for goodness. Now this is a real change. Our Father, above all other blessings, we thank you for your grace that makes us new. In Jesus' name, amen. Mike Sanders, Boise, Idaho.